new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night, welcome aboard. It is the Tuesday night edition of the Midnight Rider, December the 4th, 2007. Glad you're with us. My name is Mike Chambers, and we've got a great program for you tonight. Ted Pike is going to join us here in the first half hour. We're talking about this hate crimes legislation again. This is the bill that will not go away. Right now they've got it stuffed and a defense appropriations bill. And it is in conference after being passed by both houses. And there's a bugaboo in the conference committee regarding this bill. And it is time that we step up and let them know exactly how we feel about this again. We're going to talk with Ted about that in just a minute. Tomorrow night on the program, we've got the big micro-broadcasting show with Mike Jones and possibly one other. We're going to talk about micro-broadcasting, give you a couple different views of it. One from the person with virtually no technical knowledge, and then the other view from somebody, you know, for somebody with some electronics experience and that kind of thing on what you can do and what your options are to get these stations up all over the country so we indeed make a big difference. And because you just having the message there is so, so big and so huge. And then we're working on some other guests that are definitely in the pipeline. Chat rooms are open right now at MidnightRiderShow.com and at RepublicBroadcasting.org. So feel more than free to drop in and pick a name and you're chatting. We'll do Mouseketeer roll call at the bottom of the hour and find out who all's in there and stuff. So we'll talk with Ted right after the break. We'll get him on and go through that. Also, we've got a clip about Ron Paul on The View today. If you've not heard this clip, Ron Paul was on The View. They talked mainly about abortion for the first half of the interview, and he acquitted himself quite well. And then the story of Iran dropping their nuclear program back in 2003, their nuclear weapons program, doesn't faze the decider. And we're going to play a clip. This guy just lying through his teeth, and you know he is. His hand's definitely been caught in the cookie jar. We'll play that clip for you as well as other news that we've got for you tonight. Plus your calls, of course, at 800-313-9443. As always, here on the Midnight Riders, always good to have you along with us, and glad you're here with us. Your presence here is most appreciated and welcomed. I wouldn't be doing this if you weren't there. There'd be no reason to. We're going to grab a break. We'll come back. On the other side, we'll have the Reverend Ted Pike. His website, by the way, if you want to go there now, is www.truthtellers.org. That's www.truthtellers.org. So if you've got internet access and the ability to serve as you listen, go take a look at his website. And a lot of good information there. We'll be back in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Watch me.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and without further delay, I want to introduce to the program someone most RBN listeners are very familiar with, but this man has virtually been a pit bull in the fight against this hate crimes legislation that is that year after year has come back in Congress. This time they managed to get it passed, and it's sitting in conference committee. And once again, here he is as a bastion of freedom and free speech. Ladies and gentlemen, the Reverend Ted Pike from TruthTellers.org. Ted, how are you tonight?
Well, pretty good. Thanks for having me on, Mike.
My pleasure as always. So we're hung up in conference, in the conference committee at this point. Where do things stand with this bill right now, and what areas are they wrangling over?
Well, we're in a time of extremely a great opportunity and of danger in the House of Representatives, particularly. I've been reporting for the last couple of weeks on a revolt that's going on among members of the House, both Republican and Democrat. 180 Republicans are vowing they are not going to vote for the military Defense Appropriations Act to which the hate bill is attached if it comes before the floor of the House later this week. And 20 Democrats, for very different reasons, saying that they are not going to vote for the military appropriations bill because it doesn't contain restraints on Bush's war in Iraq. They're saying they won't vote for it either. So we're getting 200 votes there in the House of Representatives against the military appropriations bill and the hate bill attached to it. And this is causing great concern among the Democratic leadership of the House. And as you mentioned, the hate bill has been approved by both the House and the Senate, and has been in conference for a month or 6 weeks, and is just coming out. And they have all the financial matters okay and approved in the conference version of this legislation, but what they're fighting about is whether to keep the hate bill on or not. And just yesterday, the Congressional Quarterly, which is a definitive authority on such matters as this, is confirming everything I'm saying here. They're saying that these House Democratic leaders are actually seriously considering now stripping the hate bill off of the arms bill, because they're afraid they're going to have a widening a revolt both among Democrats and Republicans, and they won't be able to pass the arms bill. Now, you would say, well, why do they want to even pass the arms bill in the first place? Because it just gives Bush more money for Iraq. Well, the truth is that there are many thousands of families in America who have family members, sons and daughters, over there, and the barest minimum they want from the government is the arms and the uniforms and the munitions, the food, the supplies, in order to keep our military personnel safe in harm's way over there. And if the Democrats get too much of a reputation for being a dog in the road in supplying these vitally needed supplies, not only in the Middle East but throughout the world, there's going to be some real bad blood coming up in the next election. The sound bites aren't going to sound very good, saying that these Democrats kept our young people in the Middle East from the necessary protections that they should have. So the Democrats do want to pass an arms appropriations bill, but they also dearly want to hang on to that hate bill, because ADL, who's the father of this legislation, has been working now for a full 9 years to get that bill passed. They've been defeated 5 times, finally got the House and the Senate to agree, and they are very loath to get rid of and throw over the hate bill. So it's been a real controversy back there. And we should find out fairly soon in the next day or two, though, what the decision is. The Congressional Quarterly says that this conference-approved version, either with the hate bill or without the hate bill, will be on the floor of the House of Representatives on Thursday. And so what we have to do now is we've got to have a groundswell of calling to our House members, both liberal and conservative, and let them know we will support them if they don't vote for the National Defense Appropriation Act with the hate bill attached to it.
Now, Ted, will this also go back in front of the Senate as well?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the crisis right now is in the House, because the conference version is slated to go on Thursday, probably next week. It may go before the Senate. But what we have to do right now is put enough pressure on members of the House to defeat the bill, either by a vote or have it stripped off in conference before it even comes to the House. And,
right.
And obviously, if it passes the House, then I'll be in full cry next week, having people call their senators and attempt to do the same thing there.
Yeah, and it just seems like, you know, we've had to rally the troops. Somebody asked me tonight, said, should we be jamming up their phone lines and their fax lines? I said, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. We most definitely need to be doing that.
Oh yeah, you see. There is the fear among the members of Congress, both the Republicans and the Democrats, that if they do vote against this appropriations bill, which is already 4 months overdue, then people are going to say, you know, nasty you for holding back supplies to my children in the battle zone in the Middle East. But what we have to do is assure them that we will not hold that against them. We want them to vote against this bad combination. Now, I don't have anything against the arms appropriations bill. That's fine. Let that pass through. You know, I disagree with our wars in the Middle East on behalf of Israel, but I do agree that to the best of our ability, we should keep our troops safe so they can come home in one piece once this debacle is over with. And most Americans agree with that. They have the right to dissent about the purpose of the war, but no one should dissent about our duty to keep our troops safe, even in a misbegotten war in the Middle East. We need to bring them home in one piece. And so this is a time where we have a tremendous opportunity to create a groundswell actually extend this rebellion. Hopefully more Democrats will come on, more Republicans, and we'll be able to defeat this legislation in the House of Representatives. You see, what we don't want to do is for the Democrats to not hear from the people very strongly in the next couple of days and decide to just put the hate bill and the arms bill through and, God forbid, have it pass and then go to the president's desk. Now, the president, as I mentioned, it's the money he needs from this bill is 4 months overdue, and I believe the Democrats have been dragging their feet in order to goad him, to wear him out, so that he will say to his Republican conservative backers, well, I would really have liked to have vetoed the hate bill like I promised twice, but I can't do it. You know, we're going on perhaps 6 months of delay. Democrats are threatening even more delays in the first of the year about this legislation. So we really can't put this bill, take any chances of this bill getting in the hands of President Bush. He's a consummate politician, and we could be bitterly disappointed. So, again, we need a referendum of the American people shouting loud and clear to the Congress of the United States. We do not want a hate crimes bureaucracy in the United States like they have in Canada, taking away free speech.
Almost certainly. And, you know, we did this with the immigration issue and this amnesty bill that was up earlier this year, and we can do this again. And we need to let these people know that that we're not going to put up with this. And like you and I've talked before, you don't do what we want you to do, you're going home. And I would think, Ted, with Congress with an 11% approval rating, that they would probably be maybe a little more pliable.
Yeah.
If a bunch of people start calling.
That's right. Could I just give those toll free numbers?
Please do.
Yeah. The toll free number to the House, your House member from your state, is 877-851-6437. Again, that toll free number to your member of Congress, 877-851-6437. And in case that's jammed tomorrow, there is a toll number, which is 202-224-3121. Again, that toll number to your member of the House, 202-224-3121. And just tell them, please don't vote for the National Defense Appropriations Act. And the bill number on that is H.R. 1585. And I should say the National Defense Appropriation Act with the hate bill attached to it. Got to make that clear. It's a right. Duo bill, a dangerous duo. When they come together like that, you don't want them to vote for that. And just let them know that please don't vote for any kind of hate crimes legislation. And I say that because we're not done with the hate bill in Congress. You see, what we would be voting down this week if we did defeat the hate bill would be the Kennedy's amendment. And that really doesn't kill the hate bill just to decline the amendment or vote down the amendment, strip off the amendment. What Kennedy will do now is to add it to another bill as an amendment or as standalone legislation, and then the fight will begin all over again. So we have a real fight ahead of us, and we have to continue to let our members of Congress know that we expect them, especially the Republicans, to go out there and fight it out on the floor of the House of the Senate in the months ahead.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. Guys, the numbers again for Congress, toll-free number is 877-851-6437. That's 877-851-6437. And the backup number, it will cost you a dime or two to call them, 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. We'll come back, do one more segment with the Reverend Ted Pike. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And, Ted, I think one of the important things that people getting on the phone and calling about this particular bill, this H.R. 1585, and we get this hate bill, that portion of it out of there, I think that's going to send a message, too, also to the Senate about Senate 1959, this domestic terrorism bill they've got that essentially will allow them to decide who gets to speak and who doesn't. I mean, it's just a further curtailment of rights, but I think this will help send a message to slow that down.
Well, I certainly hope so. People should be calling the Senate about that, because that could come fairly soon onto the floor of the Senate. It's been in hearings before the Thanksgiving vacation. Lieberman was holding hearings for at least a week on that, and it could move through. Also, the ENDA bill, the Employment Non-Discrimination Bill, could be coming before the Senate in this three-week period before Christmas. I should mention that, but I think top priority right now, we're talking about a couple of days here before this bill is on the floor of the House of Representatives. Top priority right now is to get those calls into the House of Representatives. And I should mention to folks that we do have at my website, www.truthtellers.org, I do have a list of the members of the House of Representatives. Come to Truth Tellers and don't confine your activism to just one call. Get some more members and call. It doesn't matter whether they're liberals or conservatives right now. We want to energize a rebellion among both sides of the aisle against H.R. 1585 and the hate bill. We want to just expand this so that the Democratic leadership will be forced by an overwhelming pressure coming up from the ground roots to actually strip that off in the next day or two from this conference version.
Yeah, I think it's totally important that we get this thing out of there because, as we've talked before, this thing essentially does away with free speech, and anything you say that's disagreeable to someone about anything, they can consider hate speech. I can just imagine, Ted, with this piece of legislation enacted, what our court systems would look like.
Oh, yeah. You know, just last month, a young woman up in Canada, under the Canadian hate crimes law, especially Section 11.1 on the Internet, it fined her $1,500 for just putting up two Bible verses critical of homosexuality from the book of Leviticus. And then, furthermore, they fined her another $3,000 in compensation for the man, the professional complainer who brought the charge against her. She called him a Jew, derisively, just called him a Jew, and for his hurt feelings, they are awarding him $3,000. Well, that's a telescope into our future here in
Sure.
the United States. You see, the ADL was solidly behind the Canadian hate law in 1971. It's solidly behind this federal hate law right now. If they can get control here on the national level, ADL wants to be able to serve indictments almost immediately from this legislation against pastors, talk show hosts, anyone who will be viewed as inciting to radicalization or extremism or bigotry, hate speech on the Internet and on the public airwaves. And so this legislation is really ready to go. It has provisions in it for indictment of talk show hosts or pastors who make statements which might be viewed as inciting to intimidation or violence and causing unstable people to actually become violent. And if the courts can say that this person was influenced by ideas which came from the pulpit or from talk radio, then those people in the pulpit or behind the microphones can be equally indicted for a federal hate crime under this legislation. So, you know, some people say, well, it'll be very gradual and so on. I don't think so. It's ready to go. ADL has been waiting 9 years now to get it passed. They're very impatient to begin real persecution of especially of evangelical Christians in America.
Yeah, Chad, they've done small increments, but I think now they're ready to start making huge jumps
yeah.
at curtailing freedoms, and this is indicative of that.
Yeah, so top priority, folks, tomorrow morning, before you even have your breakfast, you make at least one call to your House member. If you don't know who the House member is, don't worry about it. Call these toll-free numbers. They're posted at truthtellers.org if you've forgotten them. But make that call. Make repeated calls because you and your children have got to have freedom of speech for the next generation, and it's just about to be taken away from us.
Yeah, it certainly is. Your website, truthtellers.org. And, Ted, you've always, you never cease to amaze. Just the fact that you've been on this for so long and you've kept an eye on this, my hat's off to you. And just, you know, folks, we need to, as I say, gird up our loins and sally forth, and let's get on the phone. Let these people know how we feel and that this is something we're not going to stand for. Ted, as always, thanks for coming on the show. I mean, I know you're doing a ton of radio.
This is my seventh national broadcast today.
Oh, wow. Well, and so I'm very appreciative of you coming on, and you're welcome anytime, and who knows, next week we may be talking again.
Okay, thanks so much, Mike.
Thanks, Ted. You have a great night. Ted Pike from TrueTellers.org. I called him yesterday, and he's been doing so much radio, he was taking a nap, and his wife is so sweet. She says, well, he's taking a nap right now. I'll wake him. No, don't wake him. You know, because I know he's everywhere. And I mean, he really works hard, and he's been the driving force of keeping this hate crimes legislation from being signed into law. We'll come back with more. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plan. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Join us on the program tonight. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Do not forget to make those calls tomorrow to your congressperson. Let me give you the numbers one more time. 877-851-6437. That's the toll-free number that you can use on their dime. 877-851-6437. Or 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. You want to talk to them about H.R. 1585. You want to tell them no hate crimes legislation in this National Defense Appropriations Bill. So, you know, golly, so many things have been done cloaked inside of these defense bills. John Warner, a Defense Reauthorization Act. Military Commissions Act. So many things have been done to take away our freedoms. And, of course, we allow it to happen. Because we just keep electing these fools. And I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. It's time you let them know, look, you screw this up, you're gone, you're gone, you're gone. And start putting together groups and organizations to get them gone. period. That's the way we take our country back. I mean, just putting Ron Paul into office ain't going to do it. Ron Paul's just the start, whether he's elected or not. And with each passing day, I'm starting to believe Ron Paul can be elected. Nationally, he's at 7%. Just a couple weeks ago, he was at 5%. Rudy Giuliani is tied with Huckabee at 18%. Ron Paul's within 5% of this Rasmussen poll of Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's down to 12%. None of these guys are resonating. The only guy that's Huckabee's gained some steam after this last debate. But the only guy who continually seems to be gaining momentum is Ron Paul and his campaign. And it's going to take the rest of us to get rid of these fools, to send them home, say the party's over, you're done. 11% approval rating of Congress, and we don't have people in the streets. It's absolutely maddening. 24% approval rating for Jorge W. Bush. And then we want to sit in, you've got people out there trying to tout Rudy Giuliani. There's no signs for Giuliani. There's no excitement for Giuliani. He was at an event the other day, and there were more Ron Paul supporters there. A chanting Ron Paul, you thought it was a Ron Paul event. Just amazing. But get on the phone, let these people know what the deal is, what Americans are not going to stand for. You know, they're just attacking the Bill of Rights. Boom, 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 boom. One right after the other. I mean, before it's all said and done, they'll get rid of the Third Amendment and we'll be housing soldiers in the house. They'll be sitting down next to you at the dinner table. And look, colonists started the American Revolution over a lot less. Over a lot less. And just to show, it shows just how wimpified and dumbed down we've become in over time and how we got lazy. I mean, lazy. And it's one of those things, you know, where we just allowed ourselves just to kind of go to sleep. And not pay attention. And that's what happens. Boom. You know, one day you think you're free, and the next day, boom. Hey, there's troops in the streets. Fortunately, we're not there. But it's going to happen someday. There'll be some event. And they keep talking about a pandemic with bird flu. I saw an article today, 17 people dead in China because of the H5N1 virus. The bird flu virus they've been talking about. So, and then to think, we're eating their chickens, folks. Get some of their chicky licky. my gosh. You know, I went to a, my wife had told me about this meat market in this grocery store. And it's essentially a Vietnamese-type grocery store, but they've got food from all over the world there. But the cool thing about this place was the meat market. They raise all their animals locally, and they're cutting the beef right in front of you. And I brought home some ground beef that is so red. There's no fat in it. I mean, this is quality stuff, and it was less expensive than the grocery store. And I'm just looking at this going, wow. Live catfish, you want catfish? Boom, just pull it out of the tank. Live oysters, all kinds of my wife was telling me they even have frogs in there. You make, you know, for frog legs and stuff, and they're still alive, and they're in buckets, and you got frogs hopping all over the place. But literally food from everywhere. So if you've got, an ethnic-type palate and like that kind of stuff, it's a great place to go. But just the meat, the freshness of the meat, the freshness of the vegetables. I don't know where they're getting the vegetables from, but the freshness of the vegetables was incredible. And I was just really surprised. They're getting them from somewhere, and I don't know. I don't know where they're getting them. But the thing is, see, you know, you don't see many Vietnamese, Chinese, that kind of thing, fat. So, I mean, obviously they know how to eat and they're not putting garbage in their body. But then again, they got folks back home taking care of them, making sure that we eat it. But still, it was just an experience to be there. And to see this good quality meat come off and what they were cutting and everything, you're just going, wow. So we loaded up as best we could with the good meat. Because we try to buy as locally as much as we possibly can. Very, very cool stuff. It's right there. You want something to hack it up. They got the little bandsaw right there. You need a cut of meat and they ain't got it done. Right there. Clean place, too. I was really surprised how clean their little meat area was, too. Man, it was pretty cool. But nonetheless, a lot to talk about. If you want to join us on the program, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 if you'd like to join us. Also, it is Mouseketeer Roll Call time. And I want to say hello to everybody in both chat rooms, the republicbroadcasting.org chat room. Plus, Wolf said, "Oh, Vietnamese meat in the chat room." No, there, it's actually beef grown locally. Because my wife went up and asked him. She said, "Where's this stuff come from?" I said, "Right here." They even had a goat. My wife was up there for the first time when she went, and then she took me the second time. Yeah, it's beef. I'm sure it's beef. I saw the side of beef it came off of. It darn sure wouldn't doggy. But I didn't notice any strays over there, though. I used to live behind a Chinese restaurant, and there were no strays. I mean, there were no strays. Animal control never had to venture down my street. My neighborhood butted right up to behind it, and never. But no, it's locally grown beef, and I was really surprised and shocked because I saw the side of beef they were cutting the stuff off of. Getting it there. All right, so Vietnamese food suspicious. Okay. When I'm Ted Pike's boyfriend now, I'm wrong for going to that store and buying meat. Would I eat their meat if I knew it wasn't local? No. But Mouseketeer Roll Call. In the RBN chat room, 70RR, Alan, Catherine, Crooked Eye, Eckhart, K. Barker, M.T., KBB, Chris, Lost Dog, Michael, Ness, OIA, Pat, Rogue Dolphin, and Wolf. Welcome. Nice little crowd in there tonight. Then over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we've got Angelique, Calvin, Charles, D. Alistair, David B., Dr. Awesomeness, Doug, EnviroAce, Fates Web, Hartford Soldier Chick, Mac Daddy, Josh, Kelma, Kay Barker's in there too. Chris is in there too. We've got Lee, Lucas, Michael, Mike CTW, not Mike, the antithesis of me, Rob Bishop, Rob Chowda, Rock Turner, Seeker 135, Uber Noob, and Watson Rice. And I haven't seen Watson Rice in there in quite a while, so howdy to Watson Rice. I'm glad you're there. So chat room's open, and it's running at both locations. Good conversations going at both locations, as per always. And RBN, by the way, has a new sponsor. Sponsors for this, for what we do, is so important. You have no idea. They keep the lights going, keep the power running, and make it possible when we get the shows to you. Without them, we'd be dead in the water. And RBN's got a new sponsor. It's going to help you this Christmas holiday. You can shop till you drop and never leave the comfort of your chair in front of your computer. Power Mall Global. It's an online shop where you can buy your Christmas gifts this year. RBN listeners who use Power Mall Global not only save money on specials, they also get a rebate check for a percentage of your purchases. I've got over 1,000 stores, millions of products to choose from. Don't get caught in Christmas chaos this year. Stay home. Go to www.powermallglobal.com. That's powermallglobal.com. And it's that time of year. It's that time of year. People are out ringing the bell for the Salvation Army and stuff. And but, you know, it's the thing I detest about this time of year is the commercialism with it. The fact that, you know, people are just so caught up in trying to get gifts. I mean, I've literally seen street fights. Street fights in stores over stupid scooters and stuff. You know, it's incredible. And some of the surliest people I've ever seen is while Christmas shopping. Hi, how are you? It's a great day. You know, you're like, oh, wow. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas to you, too. You know, getting cut off in the parking lot, all that. You know, got to hurry and get in for the deal. Got to get in for the deal. Ooh, quick, 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 quick. But that's, I hate it. I just literally hate this time of year because of that. I do love watching the little kids open stuff. Just the look in their eyes, especially when it's my grandbabies. Oh, yeah. Because Grandpa always succeeds in getting the right gift at the right time. Just things, you know, things they need, think, you know, something that's fun for them or something that they can help them learn. I bought them like a little rolling hippo that had a little trunk in the back. And two of my grandkids learned to walk with the thing. And you're going, yeah, I'll score. Tricycle for my 2-year-old grandson. And he rides it. He's on that thing every day, pedaling around. And just the cool stuff. And I like watching them. And I like being around family and all of that. And just sharing love, sharing stories, sharing a good meal together. That's what it's about. Regardless of what you think about religion, or you think about Santa Claus or whatever, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's a day to get together and share love. Regardless, and when you share that love, you get it back. You know, you're sharing it. It's a great time. I spent Thanksgiving at my mom's house, and then I went down and met Kimberly at her mom's house on the day after, and I went back this last weekend to my mom's house to work on her computer. I was talking about this last night. But she just sat and just oohed and awed over Thanksgiving Day and what a great time it was and how we talked and how we enjoyed it. Only one of my sisters was not there, but we talked to her on the phone for a bit, and both of my daughters were there. My niece was there. My nephew was there. One of them, I've got others that are scattered about. But we just sat and we had a great time. And that's what it's about. Just sitting there. We sat around the kitchen table for hours, didn't move, just enjoying each other's company and just talking and laughing and remembering good times. And even when times weren't that great, you know, it still was pretty darn good. I remember one of the most happiest times I ever remember in my life was a time when I was 8, 9, 10 years old, right around in there, like 74, 75. And we lived in a little do-nothing town in Missouri called Stott City, Missouri, population 210. And we'd moved in. We were living in a trailer house. Yes, I'm trailer park trash. Moved into a trailer house behind my grandmother. And then my uncle moved down there from Indiana, and he had a little house down the way. Nobody could find any work. My dad and my uncle both did odd jobs and stuff. We ate an entire season out of my grandmother's garden, which wasn't that big. I mean, she fed us all. It was that garden, one steer that she had butchered, and an old Jersey milk cow that provided milk for all of us, and there were 12 of us. Yeah, there were 12 of us between three families. And the old Jersey cow kept us in milk and fresh homemade butter. Grandma, when she wanted chicken for dinner, went outside, got her a chicken, wiped its head off. And we'd all just stand around and love to sit and watch them run. But that time, we didn't have a dime, didn't have a penny to our name. But, buddy, we had each other, and we had fun. We enjoyed ourselves. And my mom and dad enjoyed themselves. Being around my uncle and being close to my grandmother, they just sat around, had great talks, conversations. You know, anywhere between the three houses, it was just like going home, you know. And it was very cool. And that's what those are the type of memories that I like about Christmases, not the gifts. Those are the least important things. And especially as we get into times that are harder and harder, it's ties that bind that mean something. That's what's going to mean. And get you through. Back in a minute with more. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Midnight Rider.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Midnight Rider, if you want to join us, the number 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Still to come, we're going to play you the Ron Paul appearance on The View today. And plus we've got George Bush telling us how Iran is still a threat, even though they have no nuclear weapons program. They must be arming camels. I don't know. Clarence in Oklahoma, you've been patiently holding. Welcome to the program. How you doing tonight?
Oh, can't complain there very much, Mike. It's just here. I've been busy on my computer doing what Pastor Ted said. I'm contacting my Mary Fallon, Senator James Inhofe, and Senator Tom Coburn right now, and telling them about this travesty that they're trying to put on us.
Yeah.
And, you know, years ago, I've been through the whole thing. I've been left wing, middle, but now that I'm about to, I'm about in those middle ages of the 50s, as they would say. It finally came to me what was going on. And I finally woke, I knew something was wrong about 7 years ago, even before 9/11. But even after that, and I don't know, I worked for the federal government. Of course, that's a suspect organization anyway.
Yes,
and, it finally woke me up, and that's why I like that's why I like Republic Broadcasting, and that's why I listen to y'all. And I just would like to encourage everyone out there to, you know, I'm doing my part. Like I said, I'm right here, just as you did. I'm right here typing. I've got my little headset on, and I'm going to let them all know. And maybe, and I that sounded very promising what the Reverend Ted said. That there might be somebody. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the fact that it's tied up in committee, because earlier it looked like this thing was going to sail right through the committee, and now that it's tied up and they're starting to, you're hearing folks say, let's yank this hate legislation out of here. I think it's definitely a good sign, and I think with a little kick in the butt from us, I think we can get it done.
Yeah, that's why I'm at work tonight with mine. I'd call them, but I don't know. Whenever you call them, you know, you get some little, you know, secretary or something, and
right.
I hope they know what they're writing down or whatever. So I'm sending mine just right directly to them. And I'm also going to add something to Mary Fallon's about the, I want to tell all of them, particularly on the lookout for these restrictive gun laws that the National Rifle Association sold out on. And they say, oh, yeah, that's fine. You know, let's get into everybody's medical records. You know, well, if a person has to be absolutely pristine and never had a problem in their life, how many people do you think would be eligible to buy a firearm in this country?
Clarence, that's the idea. They don't want any of us having it.
Absolutely.
Not one, you know. I mean, we'd all be sitting around here twiddling our thumbs, waiting for the responses to come back because they're all checking us out.
Absolutely. And that's the whole thing right there. It's that snooping that's getting into our lives. And that's what I want to try to communicate to these folks. And I hear the music, and I'll go ahead and I'm going to go back to my typing here on my computer.
All right, Clarence. Thanks so much for the call. Hour one is done. We'll be back with more in just a minute. You want to be on the program. Any thoughts, opinions, welcome. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.